Economic forecasts have repeatedly predicted slow but steady job growth for the country as a whole and here in New Hampshire. A report last week suggested this state won't reach its pre-recession job levels until spring of 2014. But the number of jobs isn't the whole story of how we work in New Hampshire 5 years after the start of the Great Recession. Many workers who want full-time jobs can only find part-time employment. Justin Young is a research assistant at the Carsey Institute at the University of New Hampshire. He's the author of the brief Underemployment in Urban and Rural America, 2005 to 2012. He joins me now with more. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Broadly, how more common is involuntary part-time employment now compared to the start of the recession?
Just when the recession started, the rate of involuntary part-time work virtually doubled. It went from about 3.5% to about 7%.
What are the variations then? Does it change between a place that's more rural compared to more urban? Does it change when you talk about race or gender or any other factors?
Yep. Well, just to start with the rural-urban piece, typically what we've seen before the recession was that involuntary part-time work or underemployment was more common in rural areas. During the recession, though, the rates were about the same. After the recession was over, we've seen that underemployment is actually slightly more common in urban areas now than it is in rural areas. And that's something that we just didn't see before the recession.
Now, what about education? Is someone with a four-year degree less likely to be underemployed than someone with a high school education?
Absolutely. So even though involuntary part-time work rates went up for everybody, no matter their education levels, you're still better off or less likely to be involuntarily part-time employed if you have a four-year college degree compared to if you have a high school diploma or even less than a four-year degree. So education is extremely important when it comes to the risk of being underemployed.
You write that the effects of underemployment are significant, obviously for the people who are in these involuntary part-time situations, but also for the economy as a whole. What do the effects look like?
Part of this is a loss of dollars spent in the economy, a loss of tax dollars, the amount of income individuals lose out when they become involuntarily part-time employed really adds up over time. Tax bases and tax resources lose out, businesses, small and large, lose out, and workers themselves lose out. So we lose out in a number of different respects economically because of involuntary part-time employment.
Now, the economic forecasts we've been seeing lately suggest steady but slow job growth in the coming years. If that holds up, might these trends on underemployment might start to move in a different direction, or are we likely to see underemployment persist at these levels, even as the economy as a whole improves?
Well, that's a good question. What we know that from previous recessions is that previous recessions, like the Great Recession, push up involuntary part-time work, but the rates of underemployment typically don't go back down to their pre-recession levels. One exception to that was the 1990s economic boom that pushed underemployment way, way down. You had mentioned job creation. Whether or not that's going to have an impact on involuntary part-time work in large part depends on what types of jobs we're creating. So since the end of the recession, the jobs that have been created, a lot of them are only part-time jobs, service jobs, and those aren't the kinds of jobs that are going to lead to full-time work, and therefore they aren't the kinds of jobs that are going to decrease levels of underemployment. Whether or not underemployment continues to trickle down as it's been going down slowly, whether or not that picks up is going to depend on what types of jobs we create.
Would you like to see a change in the way that we talk about jobs reports each month that pays more attention to underemployment? And might that bring more attention to these issues?
Absolutely. Underemployment has much the same effects on workers as unemployment does. Certainly the outcomes with respect to, say, income might be better. And yes, they are employed. They do have a job, but they're still suffering from lower income. So there's less gain for employers there, for the workers themselves, for the economy there. So we need to pay much more attention to underemployment than we currently do.
And lastly, what questions are you going to be looking at going forward when it comes to involuntary part-time employment or underemployment?
Well, one thing that colleague Beth Mattingly and I are looking at now is disparities, not just with respect to racial and ethnic groups, but also how does that vary by immigration status? So we know that Hispanics especially are more likely than other racial and ethnic groups to be underemployed. And that's especially true when we look at Hispanics who are foreign-born. It's important to understand why that's the case, because that is also the fastest-growing minority group in the U.S.
Justin Young, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.